This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to join us on the radio here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Bud.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show. We've had a couple Skype calls tonight. They've sounded great. You can join us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. So the Libertarian Party National Convention is happening as we speak. At some point, I'm hoping we'll get somebody on the air to tell us about what's been going on, because, you know, they've been super busy doing debates and parties and things like that. They're having all kinds of fun down there in Orlando. And the big debate, as I understand it, is sometime tomorrow, likely in the afternoon, going to be broadcast live on C-SPAN, and hopefully it will contain our co-host and friend Daryl W. Perry. So we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about that. I've got a message into Daryl to see if he can check in with us, but he's so busy he hasn't even looked at his phone in like the last 12 hours or something like that. So, two other news. The Trentonian, Trenton, New Jersey newspaper there. Now, just a quick recap on Trenton developments recently. New Jersey Weedman, NJ Weedman, was recently arrested after a raid of his business, which is called NJ Weedman's Joint. It is a restaurant, an eatery, across the street from City Hall in Trenton. And it's right next door to his temple.
I bet they love having it there right across from City Hall.
Yeah, I think they just are. I'm sure they're eating there every day for lunch. Or not. And so anyway, they arrested him. They went in, they raided his business, they raided his temple, they arrested about 10 or 11 of his associates who were in the business or temple, so co-workers and other people worshiping at the temple. And of course, NJ Weedman is one of the most visible personalities for the cannabis legalization movement there in New Jersey, and that's why he's targeted by the police. And then so after they raided his business several weeks ago, I think now, but maybe about a month ago, they then 2 weeks later arrested him again because he called a police officer a name.
Yes, I remember seeing that video.
Yeah, and so they arrested him and charged him with, like, disorderly conduct or some other nonsense like that. So they've been targeting Weedman, and he knows about jury nullification, is an advocate of jury nullification, and has been promoting it and intends to encourage the jury in his case to use it, as I understand it. And so jury nullification is now getting news headlines in the Trentonian. Here's a story from author Isaac Alavikea. Anyway, Isaac writes, jurors thought they were bookmarks, but it turns out they were actually brochures from a cryptic, little-known Montana-based group whose philosophies are grounded in American law, but are portrayed out of something or like something out of a Dan Brown novel. The brochures, emblazoned with the scales of justice and the phrase "Judicium parium est legis terra," Latin for judgment of one's peers or else the laws of the land, struck the fear of Hammurabi into court officials because of the subversive message to prospective jurors in the murder trial of two men accused of gunning down an off-duty Mercer County corrections officer. At least a dozen jurors admitted receiving the pamphlets while they walked into Mercer County Criminal Court, where suspected killers Maurice Hillman and Hakeem Tucker are being tried a second time for the murder of corrections officer Carl Beatty. Beatty was standing on the balcony of the Baldessari Regency Banquet Hall at a party celebrating Barack Obama's re-election in 2012 when he was shot in the head in a hail of bullets. Judge Andrew Smithson said at sidebar, the brochures are meant to evoke images of civil disobedience and the spirit of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., but they have revved up the possibility for jury dissent in a county that has seen a recent spate of hung juries and acquittals in the last six murder trials. He said in open court that the literature, quote, sent a chill up my spine, unquote. The brochures instruct jurors that they are, quote, the most powerful person in the courtroom because you alone have the last say on both the law and the evidence, unquote. Now, before we go on with the story here, this is one of the problems, I think, with doing jury outreach, and I've done a lot of it. I go out pretty much every month here in Keene, New Hampshire, and hand out not these pamphlets. We have special NHJury.com pamphlets that we've designed here that are specifically targeted to New Hampshire juries. But we were influenced and inspired by the Fully Informed Jury Association, which is what they're referencing here. That's the organization that...
Cryptic Montana organization.
Cryptic. Right. They don't even bother giving the name of in the first paragraph. They just try to belittle them, making them sound obscure. And so getting the word out about jury nullification is something I consider to be a worthwhile form of activism. But one of my problems with this activism, and, you know, I could do things that would solve this problem, but I haven't. I'm just too lazy to do it, is that I never really know what the case is that the jury is being called for. So it may be a murder case, and I might be standing out in front of the courthouse handing out information about, hey, you have the right to judge the law itself, not just the facts of the case. Because that's what jury nullification is.
It's really, that doesn't make a difference. So jury nullification,
it doesn't.
Jury nullification has been around for a thousand years. It is a very old power of juries under English common law.
Yes.
And consider, under English common law, there weren't a lot of malum prohibitive laws. It was all basically...
prohibitions.
Yeah, prohibitions. It wasn't prohibitions against, like, prostitution or gambling or, whatever it might be. It wasn't, politicians worrying about what you're doing in your life. What it was is whether or not you harmed your neighbor in some way, shape, or form.
Which is why ignorance of the law was no excuse at that time.
And there certainly are instances where jury nullification has been used, even in relatively recent history in the United States, where it's been used in distasteful ways. So, for instance, in like the early 1900s, when there were lynchings going on in the South, many times they couldn't get a conviction of the people that did the lynchings because of jury nullification.
Well, and those are arguments against jury nullification.
No, it's not an argument against jury nullification. Jury nullification is a power of the jury. It doesn't have anything to do with whether it's used properly or improperly.
Well, I see from Ian's perspective, I do. Given the fact that it could be a crime that's very simple, maybe no victim, maybe, nothing that would really ruffle too many feathers. And, handing out jury nullification, pamphlets at that might have a better response than saying, you can judge this law, which might be murder. And that might change the perspective of the person receiving the pamphlet in a negative way.
Make it look like you're supporting the murderer.
Right, exactly, exactly. And, not to say that he is guilty because, I'm a big fan of really being innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you don't know the exact conditions of the case. You don't know this, you don't know that.
Whereas if it's a drug dealing case or something like that, unless there's an actual criminal violent charge that went along with it, well, then this was a peaceful person, that this was a person who wasn't actually committing any kind of violent act against another human being. They were just selling drugs, like, our friend Rich Paul went to jail. He was facing 100 years in prison. He went for a year because he refused to take a plea deal, and he ended up going to a jury, and he did talk about jury nullification.
Right.
And it's hard enough to get a jury to nullify even in a simple nonviolent drug case like Rich's.
Coming up.
It's right. You've got another one. Yeah. By the way, for our listeners who don't know, and probably none of them did, because we didn't mention your name on Monday night when Rich talked about he and his passenger were arrested for possession of cannabis. You were the passenger.
That's correct.
In that particular case. So you and Rich are both planning on going to jury trial, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
As long as they don't drop the charge down to a Class B and thereby prevent you from going to a jury trial. And I absolutely intend to be there to do jury outreach at that court and record that. You're right, bud, because this could be seen as you're supporting this, the murder, the person who's been accused of murder in that particular, or rape, or something like that.
There's nothing wrong with accusing, with supporting somebody getting a fair trial and being judged by a jury of their peers.
No, I agree with you there, but the idea of jury nullification is to throw out the law itself. It's for the jury to say, oh, well, not guilty because this law sucks. So in the case of a drug possession case, you get caught with the marijuana. It's obvious you had it. It was in your pocket or whatever, or in your trunk, or they caught you selling it. They got you red-handed by the law, by the facts in the case. Jury nullification says to the juror, hey, you can throw all the facts out, and just judge how you feel in the case. You think this law is bad? If you feel the law is bad, you can vote to acquit.
No, you're not throwing out the facts of the case. You're throwing out a law that you believe is bad. So, look,
if you're in
possession of marijuana, and I'm a juror, I understand you're in possession of marijuana. I just think the law is bad.
855-450-FREE.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. And are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. More about jury nullification here in moments. There's a very alarmist article out in the Trentonian out of New Jersey about some jury nullification activism that has been going on out there at their courthouse. But let's go first to Shane, listening in Jack's Creek. And I don't know where that is. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on? I was just calling in to talk about, I just received my first notice for jury duty, so.
Oh, all right.
I don't really know how it's going to go, but I just wanted some advice, maybe if y'all had been successful in getting somebody on a jury in New Hampshire, or, you know.
So, I don't have any legal advice for you, but I can give you my experience and the experience of others. One thing I would recommend is, by the way, where is Jack's Creek? What's state?
It's in Tennessee. It's close. Tennessee. It's probably about 30 miles from Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay, gotcha. So if you are, it doesn't really matter which state. I was just kind of just curious to know where it was.
Sure.
Jury nullification is a thing that exists in basically Western judicial systems. It is the long-lasting right of a juror to judge based on their conscience, not just what the facts of the case say, not just what the instructions of the judge say, but to judge based on how you feel about the law in question. Now, you're not going to know until you go to the actual trial or to the courthouse which jury you might have a chance of sitting on. They may be choosing for more than one case, and they will likely call in dozens, if not more than 100 potential jurors. You may not even end up being chosen. They likely will either give you a questionnaire there, or they might have already sent it to you. When you got your notice, was there a questionnaire that was included for you to fill out?
What my address was, who my wife was, what her occupation was, just maybe 8 questions or so, just like a postcard type.
Was there anything unusual on there, like, you know, what groups are you a member of, anything like that?
I don't recall. I'm not sure. But I doubt it, because it was like extremely a vague notice, you know, so.
So you didn't claim to be part of the flaming fists of justice or anything like that?
Well, not at this time. No. But, you know, let's just say that the small sheriff's department in this town knows me. I'm probably the only guy that's ever been at the courthouse and videoed them and questioned the sheriff. So I don't think I have a really good chance of making it on the jury.
If anybody recognizes you, you're probably done for.
Well, I would recommend this. You know, shave if you don't shave, and don't shave if you do shave. And
put on a suit if you don't normally put a suit on.
Right. I mean, the fact is that whenever we go to these conventions, people that happen to know us in real life will see me in a suit. Now, I'm a pig farmer during the day.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here in a pair of shorts and some flip-flops and a T-shirt.
Edward Snowden T-shirt.
And my Edward Snowden T-shirt. No, normally I don't dress in a suit, but I go to a convention, I'm wearing a suit. I look like an entirely different person with my hair combed and all that stuff.
That's true.
So, you know, I would advise you to, you know, look like you're taking it seriously. I would also advise you that the lawyers tend to sort of cut off the activists. They don't want the activists on the panel. Now, you pay this you pay into this system as much as anyone, and you have a right to have your voice heard on a jury as much as anybody does. It's just the reality is there, if you go in there saying, hey, I believe that we should judge the victim, you know, based on their actions, not on the law, you know, whatever it is that you claim, it's unlikely that the prosecutor, whom I don't think should, a person who works for the public, should not have one single opportunity to knock anybody off of a jury.
That's sweet.
I mean, it's just, it's wrong that a government employee should be able to knock one of their bosses off of a jury
Maybe
trial.
Maybe you should propose that as some state legislation, Mark.
No, I agree.
Nonetheless, we can go on with that in the future. But they do have that power. So you have to answer things as vanilla as possible.
Yeah, you don't want to lie.
No.
Sure. But at the same time, you don't want to be completely forthcoming.
Volunteer nothing.
Yeah. with like, right. Yes, I'm a member of the Fully Informed Jury Association.
No, no. You're a member of the Tropical Fish Club.
Yeah.
Well, they've already kind of like, I'm kind of known in town as like the sovereign citizen guy, which I've never, like every time I encounter one of the guys, they're like, oh, you're that sovereign citizen. I've never claimed to be a sovereign citizen. And matter of fact, I didn't even know what one was until I decided to go to the courthouse and film the officers after a police stop where, you know,
oh,
I kind of felt.
So just because you had a video camera, you must be a sovereign citizen now.
Exactly. I had to Google it. I didn't know what a sovereign citizen was. I mean, I had listened to Freak Talk Live at the time, but I never, you know, really heard y'all address the whole sovereign citizen thing. So
you know, it's funny that you bring that up because Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends posted a video today of, and this was the first time I've really seen something like this, of one of these sovereign citizen guys trying out their legal mumbo jumbo in front of a judge, like an actual official court record video where you've got video of the judge on one side of the screen and then video from the jail where this guy was being arraigned. And he tries all of the stuff about, I'm not that person, I'm here representing that person, or blah, blah, blah. And like all the legal theories that we've heard people pitching, oh, well, not all of them, but some of the legal theories that we've heard people pitch on this show over the years, that it just didn't fly. It was. It might be something we should play on the air at some point. I don't think we're going to do so tonight because it's a little lengthy. But the judge basically, you know, he doesn't have it. He kind of is aware of what's happening to him, and he kind of plays ball with him a little bit, and then ends up sort of beating him back with his own language. It's interesting to watch it happen. Anyway, Shane. So here's some other suggestions.
You shouldn't do it right, Ian.
Well, that's what the supposed gurus would say. But back to jury nullification. So you're going to end up going in on a certain day and time to go through the selection process, and they may give you more questions at that time to answer in some sort of written form, and certainly you may be asked questions in oral form in front of a jury or in front of, rather, the judge as you're being selected here in New Hampshire. And each state is slightly different, I think, in how they approach this. But here in New Hampshire, the judge will ask a series of questions, and then if you said yes to any of those questions, then you have to go up and talk to the judge and, you know, explain why you answered the way that you did, you know, or any of your household members in law enforcement or family members, that kind of thing. There's these questions. And some of the questions that they might ask might be about whether or not you have a bias against the police as well. And so they'll try to get activist types off of jurors by asking them questions like this. So in some cases, you know, you never want to lie in under oath, right? Because then they'll come at you for perjury charges.
Absolutely.
And the Fully Informed Jury Association does have some suggestions as to how to handle going into court and, you know, being honest, but yet also not forthcoming on everything that they don't need to know. And it's kind of a tricky balancing process. So don't, you know, obviously your hopes are not up, given that the court staff probably already knows you and will likely recommend to the prosecutor, if they don't know you already, to boot you with their peremptory challenge. But good luck, and do let us know what happens, will you, Shane?
I'll definitely call you back. At the very least, I'm just hoping this will be an opportunity to maybe reach out to some potential jurors. And
Yes, bring some flyers.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bud.
And Mark.
And coming up in August, you can join Free Talk Live at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. That's right.
It's going to be fun.
It's the third ever New Hampshire Hemp Fest, and it's our first. We've never been to one of these before. Bud, did you go last year?
I did not. No.
I heard a lot of good things about last year. It was a weekend long event last year, and this year it's moving to Rogers Campground, which is a place that Mark and I have a lot of familiarity with.
I've been there too.
Yep, we've been going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival there for the last few years, but since the Free State Project has unceremoniously booted me from attending that particular event because I am a libertarian and I take a libertarian position on the age of consent issue, they decided to kick me out. So I left the Free State Project, and 2 days later, we had the offer on the table from New Hampshire Hemp Fest to broadcast live from the Hemp Fest, which is happening at the exact same location later on in the summer.
We're going to blow that mother up.
It's August 25th, right?
August 25th through the 28th, and you can go to nhhempfest.com to learn more about the event. I'm super excited. It sounds like it's going to have more. They're expecting to have more attendees at Hemp Fest than the Porcupine Freedom Festival has had. And I think one of the coolest things about this is going to be that these are hemp festers. They're not libertarians necessarily. Certainly there will be libertarians amongst the hemp festers, but a lot of them are probably going to be lefties. Which is
whatever they are.
Whatever they are, or non-party affiliations, people who never thought about politics, they just want to get high. These are the kind of folks that are going to be likely at HempFest, which means that there's a new sort of group that we can reach out to,
right.
A new constituency, if you will, people that will hear the message of liberty. And, of course, for me, it was the war on drugs that brought me into the ideas of freedom, and so it'll be a perfect foot in the door for people to come across us and also some other LRN.FM shows. Are kind of making the trip with us and doing their shows from HempFest rather than doing them from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The one thing you need to know, if you're going to get tickets expecting to be able to see us perform Free Talk Live, is it's only going to be open to VIPs. So the broadcast room is going to be the same room that we've been in at the previous Porcupine Freedom Festivals, same place. It's just that that's going to be only open to VIPs and, you know, the speakers of the event. But anyone can get a VIP ticket. They just are, they're a little bit more expensive. And the idea is they wanted to use that room where the broadcasting is going to go on as sort of the VIP room in general. So that's the VIP room. We'll be broadcasting from there. So if you just have a regular ticket to the event, you won't be able to actually watch the broadcast live. But we're going to be there for the whole, you know, the whole weekend. So, you know, we'll be out and about and, you know, in the crowd, if you will, and
is there a way to listen to the show while it's going on?
There will be that way, yeah. I have a speaker that I can position out the window so people can still listen to the show that way. It's not the same as sitting in the studio audience. So if you want to see us live at New Hampshire HempFest, you do need to reserve your VIP ticket. So go to nhhempfest.com. Again, it's August 25th through the 28th. I'm excited about it because I love Rogers Campground.
Yeah, it's so beautiful there.
It's incredible. You're in the White Mountains, and the view is spectacular. It's still going to be summertime. It's going to be toward the end of summer, so the weather should still be just about perfect. You know, it might be cooling down a little bit at that point, depending. You know, in New Hampshire, you never know.
End of August could go either way.
Yeah, it could totally be kind of cold, or it could be nice and warm. So either way, we're going to have a good time, and we're looking forward to seeing some of our listeners there and people that have never listened to us before. We're looking forward to meeting them. So, nhmfest.com. As we continue here with more about jury nullification, I loved our caller in the last segment, his suggestion of bringing flyers to jury duty, because he's realistic. He doesn't think he's going to make it through. He's known in the courthouse as somebody who is going to record the police. He's been there. He's recorded the cops before. And so the court staffs, court security knows who he is, which is basically going to sink his chances of getting on a jury. They're going to say to the prosecutor, hey, this guy, he's one of those cop blockers.
Although I do think that from, you know, the issue that we were touching on earlier, considering the crime that you should actually consider, I think that it would be good coming from an actual prospective juror. I think that is more receptive to someone. You know, he's in the same position that they are. They're victims of mutual circumstance. You know, why not take advantage of something as such?
Because they're not going to get to kick him out right away.
Right, right.
They still have to have him come into the building. They still have to have him fill out the form before they can then kick him out after he's given them some sort of answer they don't like. And so all of that time he has to hand out flyers to every other potential juror in there. He could be a very effective jury nullification outreach activist in that position.
I think that the way he handles himself is going to be very important too, because I feel that anybody who's actually viewing it as a perspective, you know, as a potential, you know, will be watching him and seeing how he handles it. And
well, the thing is, if you and like you're saying, how you behave is important. If you, and also Mark was saying how you dress. So if you are dressing well in the courthouse, they'll think you work there.
Yeah,
this is one of the differences, because I don't dress well. Like, I don't generally like to do it. I could if I wanted to.
Basically roll out of bed.
But I'm too lazy. Yeah. Look, I'm getting up at 7:30 in the morning already to go and do jury outreach. I'll look however I damn well want.
I understand.
But Derek J. always looks good. Former co-host Derek J. Freeman, he is the man who is featured in Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. Great movie. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. But he's always dressed to the T's. He's either got some sort of fancy suit on or whatever it is, nice shirts, ties, whatever. He's always looking good. And so he frequently is confused for court staff simply because he's dressed like somebody who should be at the courthouse.
Somebody who should be going in a back room somewhere and discussing things.
Now, to his credit, he's usually better dressed than the court staff because he's got the fashion sense that they don't have. But he stands out in front of the courthouse just like I do. And I got, I get good success, like as far as getting people to take the flyers. Mm-hmm. I'll get 95% of the people that walk in to take the flyers. Because in New Hampshire, people just seem to be more open-minded than my experience in Florida, where it was more like 50 or 60% on a good day.
Yeah, it's great here.
Would take the flyers. Mm-hmm. People are just more open-minded here, and they're interested in learning things, which is good. But Derek J is, you know, he's told me that on multiple occasions, people have thought that he was actually working for the court. Like, they'll ask questions of you as though you know what the answers are.
Right.
And sometimes I get that, too, and I try to give them my best answers as I possibly can. Anyway, back to the story here that sparked the conversation about jury nullification. It's a sort of alarmist piece from the Trentonian about all these jury activists who've been doing outreach out in front of the courthouse during a murder trial. The judge in the case claimed that claimed in open court that the literature from the Fully Informed Jury Association, quote, sent a chill up my spine, unquote.
The judge said that?
Yes.
Oh.
The brochures instruct jurors that they are, quote, the most powerful person in the courtroom because you alone have the last say on both the law and the evidence.
I can see why that would send a chill up the judge's spine.
Right. So let me get this right. The judge is chilled by the fact that you can nullify a law if you find it to be obnoxious and obscene and purposeless.
It's chilling to him because it takes power out of his hands.
Absolutely.
He does not want you to know about jury nullification, and some judges have actually put jury nullification activists in jail because they were doing outreach on the courthouse
grounds. Well, it's very easy to get a contempt charge. You know, you really don't need very much basis at all for that.
Yeah, and they don't have, they don't have to really prove anything to convict you of it either.
Right.
So an attorney for one of the suspected killers, Mr. Skillman, the attorney Nicole Carlo, told the judge she believed the pamphlets, along with the social media meanderings of a Trentonian reporter, has, quote, poisoned the jury panel, unquote. Legal experts discounted the brochure's effect on prospective jurors and surmised the recent results in murder trials as a healthy reflection of the criminal justice system at work rather than an indictment of prosecutors' ability to try cases in Trenton, an urban setting where mistrust of police may be heightened because of several high-profile police shootings. Quote, there are myriad reasons why a jury would vote to convict or acquit, said a criminal defense attorney. Jack Furlong, I don't think the pamphlet is going to carry the day with the jury. Anyone who devotes his daily regimen to standing outside a courthouse and handing out pamphlets has not subscribed to the American work ethic.
Uh-huh.
If I was starting
get a job. Get a job.
Because it's nothing to just stand out there all day.
Anyone who does this, Ian.
Yeah, anyone.
That's you.
That's right.
You have not subscribed to the American work ethic. You have a nationally,
I don't have a job.
You have a nationally syndicated radio program on 170 stations, which has paid your bills for many, many years. But you are just, you're a bum.
He says, if I were starting a revolution, this is not my first move. All right, 855, 453, more
comments. I'd like you to write a handbook.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Bud.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. And I mentioned Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree a moment ago. It is a movie that was produced right here in New Hampshire by liberty-loving activists. And our friend Derek Jay Freeman is the subject of the documentary. But you'll get to see some of the other voices that you hear on the air on Free Talk Live and have heard over the years, including me. You get to see me go to jail, which is fun. So victimlesscrimespree.com. Go and watch it for free online. Share it with your friends because, again, it's totally free, so why not? Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we can talk more about jury outreach. Get some more opinions of these not-so-friendly New Jersey attorneys, even defense attorneys in New Jersey, on the attack against jury nullification, which is weird to me because here in New Hampshire, every defense attorney I've ever talked to has understood and appreciated the idea of jury nullification. But let's go to James. He's on the line in Arizona, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, James.
Yeah, Ian, you were very mean to that crank caller, Sarah, and were busting her not so, you know, whatever balls for being.
She's not a crank caller. I think she's real.
No, her bits, she's a wannabe comedian. She might actually have bipolar, but either way, it's a bit when she calls in with the silly stuff that she always brings up. It's just off the top of her head. It means nothing to anybody but her. And then you indulge her and all that. But that's fine.
We do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
We like to indulge people.
One of these days, Ian Bernard, you'll regret it. Because you've lied and smeared to me on the public airways. I'd never touch a hair on one of your friends, wife's head, or kid. I don't want to go to hell like Mark Edgington is going to go when he finally stops breathing. Lest he repent and atone for the things he's done to people in this world that didn't have it coming. It's not funny.
Unless I repent and atone for the things I've done to James. Because James is the most important person in the world.
You're a con man. A commie? A liar. You're
a con man.
And a con man.
Well, I got to say, I've worked with Mark for a long time, and I don't feel that he is a con man. I don't think that...
I can prove it But you're not going to give me the time. You always get the first and the last.
You can prove Mark is a con man. I want to hear it. I can't guarantee you any amount of time, but I'll let you give a shot. Let's hear the proof.
Give it a shot. Yeah. Tired of people murdering, governments murdering people throughout the world. What do you buy your 2-bit Bitcoin with, by the way? Money. So you're not.
Well, you can also work for Bitcoin. You don't have to buy it.
Yeah, I have worked for Bitcoin.
We get more than half of our sales here on Free Talk Live and Bitcoin.
You're a con man. You're selling a lie.
You can also mine Bitcoin as well.
Care.
So what's the lie?
You don't care about governments murdering people throughout the world at all.
Oh, I care deeply.
Actually,
about
Mark, you care. Mark cares enough that he actually put you on hold here for a moment while we explain this. Mark, you care enough that you actually bought one of those electric cars because you that was like a war thing. You were anti-war, and so
yeah, there's a little sign on the back that says "Electric, no war needed." Obviously, it uses
because it's a, kind of a dorky car. I mean, you normally wouldn't drive something like that. You had an Eldorado back in the day, right? Like
yeah,
a
76 Eldorado. I've always had convertibles, but you can't find an electric convertible out there. At least you couldn't a few years ago. Now I didn't buy it. It's my wife's car, but I was certainly influential in the purchase, and the reason was is because I think that if this nation was less dependent on fossil fuels, and I don't mean independent from fossil fuels, just less dependent on them, they wouldn't need to buy the stuff from Saudi Arabia in the middle of the Middle East where they kill people for oil.
All right, so you don't like Bitcoin, James, but that doesn't really, you know, make any kind of case.
Hey, by the way, he believes that you can call in about what you want to talk about. That's another con because it doesn't apply to me. But anyway.
No, it does not apply to you. In the case on Thursday evenings when I'm running the show, you cannot call in about what you want to talk about because you have insulted me too much.
So my question to you, sir.
Anyway, you started with an insult, and may I respond to that? The other guy, I don't.
Actually, Bud's got a question for you, and he's never had the wonderful opportunity to talk with you before, James. So let's go with a question, Bud. I will put him on hold. He can listen to you without talking.
Okay. Now you mentioned that he's a con artist because he uses Federal Reserve notes, but I want to make sure you understand that. You know, in a market where the Bitcoin community, it's at such a point right now that you can't actually sustain it without import and export. And unfortunately, you have to be able to, you know, receive the FRNs as well as, you know, be able to work with them. It's not a con. It's something.
Yeah.
It's
you can't live reality.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's too big of a thing. You know, maybe once Bitcoin gets a little bigger, then
it's getting better though. Like there are ways now to spend Bitcoin in the regular economy without people even knowing it. So there's BitPay just came out with a Visa debit card. And I've had one from WageCan for probably like a year now at this point. The BitPay one, I think the fees are a little bit lower. Actually, the cost is lower to actually acquire the card. But it allows you to send Bitcoin to the BitPay card. And then when you send the Bitcoin, it converts it right then into cash. And so the cash sits as a load on that card, and then you spend off the cash from the card.
Right.
So you can actually sort of spend Bitcoin that way without even the merchant realizing that, that was what was fueling the purchase in the first place. But James doesn't care about any of that. Now, continue your ramble, sir.
Oh, my rambling like you just did. Anyway, anybody that thinks that God's going to care that you drive a Prius or use Bitcoin expiates you from your sins from the evil black gold called oil. Anyway,
no, it's a start.
Still murdering people over there, and you don't care, Mark. You only care about
what am I supposed to do? Run out and get in front of some U.S. soldier's bullet, and then you talk about what a nut I was.
Yeah, what are you doing, James? What are you doing about it?
May I respond to that? U.S. soldiers are doing something about it and have, and all you do is condemn them as murderers, for which you shall go to hell when you do stop breathing, for condemning people that do risk their lives for others and not for...
Do you not think that murdering people in itself is sinful?
Bitcoin doesn't have any value other than the monies that people pay for it with.
He's not here to have a conversation.
That's what everything has the value of. That's what value means.
I've had enough. Thanks for the call.
It's kind of like an issue, though.
What is?
He called in about sort of about an issue.
Yeah, it was a better call. Right. I mean, that's why I let him go for a little while longer.
At least you turned it into, because, like, you know, you took the con man thing and then kind of turned it into an issue.
Yeah, I got to explain some things too, you know.
So, Bud, that was James in Arizona. You'll probably hear from him again.
Oh, yeah. At some point, he'll be calling you names.
Yes.
Because you spend time
he'll come
in
up
this
some
studio.
Dumb name
guilty by association.
Yeah. He comes up with, like, you know, Derek Gay. It's actually a funny
one. Clever.
That one was actually pretty good. I got to give him credit for that. Okay, so here's another quote from a defense attorney. Another defense attorney on jury nullification. This is a different one. So we read one earlier who said that he doesn't think the pamphlet's going to carry the day with the jury, and then insults the activists who were handing them out. A hard-hitting defense attorney. That's how this news article describes attorney Robin Lord. Quote, I'd be shocked if anyone reads it. You have to assume they absorbed it. Jurors make decisions for a whole host of reasons. Some may not even know why. They're not just making a decision on what happened on a particular day. It can be anything from the defendant is wearing to whether or not they believe they should convict somebody if a cop may be lying. Unquote. Assistant Prosecutor James Scott said the brochures were, quote, anti-prosecutor, unquote. The leaflets are distributed and sold in bulk online by the American Jury Institute, also known as the Fully Informed Jury Association. People can purchase a whole host of literature for as cheap as 25 cents and redistribute the material at will with proper attribution, according to the pamphlet. Then they go into a little bit of a background on the organization and claim the brochures are supposed to give jurors a more complete job description than you're likely to get elsewhere, and discuss a practice known as jury nullification, where jurors vote to acquit someone that they know is guilty because the laws they have broken are unjust. It happened in Trenton this year in the criminal case of former motor vehicle commissioner employee who was acquitted after he admitted that he sold people's personal information to an undercover informant from the Mercer County prosecutor's office. He claimed he was intimidated by the informant who held himself out as a high priest of Santeria and someone tied to a Mexican cartel. How they know that jury nullification was involved in that is not stated here. The only way you would really know if jury nullification happened is if you interviewed the jurors themselves and asked them about it.
Well,
a lot of times they don't want to talk.
Yeah, if the cops are putting up informants that are as high priests of Santeria, then you know it's just a big mess they've got in the first place. Part of many crimes is intent, and so I suspect in this case the jury, the prosecution had a difficult time showing intent because the person may have felt threatened. Would you feel threatened if somebody with chicken bones hanging from their earlobes or whatever? I don't have any idea what high priests of Santeria are all about. But, I mean, could that be threatening to a person? Sure, it could.
Jury nullification. You want to learn more about it? Check out the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. Also, NHJury.com. That's the local NH version of not that same organization, but basically the same purpose, is to inform jurors of their rights. It's been Ian, Bud, and Mark in the studio. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.